News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea Reber here, and every Tuesday we visit with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. Officer McKeithen, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I know things are a little crazy.
Yes, we've been slightly busy.
Students back in town kind of make it that way, don't they?
It does, and it's not even really related to the students.
Right, right. It just seems that the chaos picks up a little bit. Well, one thing I definitely wanted to discuss, first off, a story that we started running today and that you said you guys may have already gotten a tip on, this credit card abuse case. There is surveillance video online. We've posted it to our website as well, but you guys are looking for someone who has, this actually happened back in December, but if you could give us a few more details about it and what you guys are looking for.
Right. Back in December, it was like this, right before or right after Christmas, before the new year, we had several unauthorized transactions on a credit card, debit card, at seven different locations. And two of those locations were Target and the Briarcrest Walmart. During those transactions, approximately $360 worth of merchandise was purchased on those cards. And we have posted some video of a female that is a person of interest that we need to speak with about the case. And although we did get a tip, it wasn't viable enough to go off of at this point. So we're still asking for more people to watch this video, share the video, get it out to as many people as you can so that they can view it. And if they recognize this young lady and or the vehicle that she's driving, to please contact our investigator. Valerie Hubbard is in charge of that investigation. You can call her at 209-5320. Or if you want to remain anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
And I've watched the video. I've seen it. It's good footage, and it's definitely a clear picture. So if everyone could go and check it out. And then, as you said, different camera angles, and they were also able to get the vehicle that she was driving as well.
Yeah.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about yesterday, a Bryan High School student was arrested for possession of an unloaded handgun, ammunition and grams of marijuana. And we heard from Dr. Wallace, the superintendent from Bryan ISD, yesterday and this morning on some of our newscasts. But I wanted to get kind of from your perspective a summary of what happened and also just how things were handled from a law enforcement standpoint.
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously a very unique case here, but we want to commend that the school for the way they handled the case. You know, they had the student in the office, I believe, for some other disciplinary issues. And during the conversation, you know, they felt like there was something going on, but they weren't quite sure what it was. And then when the mother showed up and she gave the backpack to the school to let them search it, which, you know, I want to commend her very well. I know it's hard to, you know, to do the right thing sometimes, and that was, she did the right thing, and I want to commend her for that. But during that search, a gun was located along with a magazine that did have some ammunition in it, and then also the child was in possession of marijuana. So that child was, once they found any kind of illegal substance, they called our school resource office to come handle that case and finish it up. So he did arrest the 16-year-old male and transported him to JDC. So that and then booked him on those charges.
Are you guys looking for any more information? Are you asking for anyone to come forward with information about the case, or is it something that is now being, you know, it's internal? You guys have kind of gotten a hand on it.
I'm not sure where that investigation is going at this point. They didn't mention. I'm sure that they're wanting to find out the reasons behind him bringing the gun to the school. So I imagine that is still being looked at.
Okay. You have someone retiring, one of your four-legged friends in the department. If you could just tell us a little bit more about Falco, one of your canine officers.
Yeah, it's not our normal retirement. This one comes about every 7 years. We have Officer Canine Falco. He's 10 and a half years old. He's a Belgian Malinois. And when we originally got him, he was from Holland. And they flew him here in, I think, 2006. And he and Officer Hawk met and became partners in 2008. And so both of them go through intensive training to get him to learn how to detect narcotics, to apprehend suspects, to do building searches, all of those kind of things. And so he's been serving the city of Bryan and the Bryan Police Department for 7.5 years now. And that at that age, it becomes a little hard on the dogs. So they have to be retired about 7 and 7.5 years after service. So he has done a whole lot of good things for us. He's found a lot of drugs and apprehended a lot of suspects. But he's also worked with agencies from the U.S. Navy SEALs, to Arkansas State Police SWAT team, to Texas DPS. I mean, he's been all over the place and helped a lot of agencies. So we want to wish him well. I'm sure he'll enjoy some treats and some back scratches and get to live the life of a dog now.
Well, that's going to be nice. And he's going to enjoy his retirement with Officer Hawk, correct?
Yes, he is going to stay with the handler.
And then you guys are actually going to have a ceremony for him this week.
Yes, it's going to be on Thursday at 9 a.m. at the police department. And, anyone is welcome to come and say goodbye to him.
Okay, great. And then another feel-good story. You guys were able to do something with your Blue Angel program that you guys have. And it happened yesterday. But why don't you go ahead and give us a little recap of what you guys were able to do?
Oh, yeah. We had such a great time. With our Blue Angel project, one, we get Christmas gifts for needy children in the area. And we were able to provide presents to 131 children and elderly, all in Bryan. But sometimes we have a little money left over. And so what we did last year, we helped Still Creek. This year, we contacted Still Creek Ranch again, and we took their 36 children and residents to the bowling alley because they don't normally always get out and do things as a group. So we thought that would be a good thing for them is to get out and have some fun. So we took them bowling, and a lot of our Bryan Police Officer Association members went out with them and bowled with them. And we had a really good time last night and got to meet some great kids.
Well, awesome. That sounds like a great time. Glad that y'all were able to have a little bit of money left over and get to do that with them. Officer McKeithen, is there anything else you'd like to add this week before we let you go?
Well, our traffic locations this week, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 2000 block of Barrick, which is 30 miles per hour near Bryan High, and the 800 block of North Rosemary, which is 30 miles per hour near Texas Avenue.
Thanks again to Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. She joins us every Tuesday right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.